Hello there, happy Sunday. I guess it's Sunday, September 29th. With my wife Diane being out of town, I thought it would be a good idea before I started podcasting tonight that I went back and organized all these podcasts that I've been doing, and it appears I've been podcasting since late 2008. So there was a lot of... I got a list made of all the songs that I've podcast. It's over 275 songs. And it's surprising how few that I've actually done twice. But there was one that came up that... it having been a whole year now since a very good friend of mine passed away, who was also the biggest fan of my music in the entire world. I came across this song that I've only podcast once, and I thought I should do it again because it was one of her favorites. It's called Eventually the Clock Winds Down to You. And eventually the clock winds down to you. The increments of time are rare and few. The cost of doing business with your soul can turn the frozen night into a hole where time does not exist or tick away. And the weaker minds aren't tempted to convey all the feelings that we shared that never grew. And eventually the clock winds down to you. Oh, well, eventually the clock stops on your tears, a place where tender fantasy appears, exhausting every pulse inside your wrist before it has a chance to know it's missed. When time becomes a picture or a sign reflected from a blushing glass of wine, my heart is deep red painted black and blue, and eventually the clock winds down to you. When eventually the clock gets hands of lead, what once moved on eternal now is dead. And it tears the naked laughter from our lips and stains my cold and calloused fingertips, and the wisdom that ran strangled and confused throughout the strange devices that we use. Now there's nothing left to question or work through, because eventually the clock winds down to you. And for years now we've been parted like the biblical Red Sea, and I feel okay, but I await the day when eventually the clock winds down to me. Yeah, eventually the clock winds down to you. The increments of time are rare and few. The cost of doing business with your soul can turn the frozen night into a hole where time does not exist or slip away. And the weaker minds aren't tempted to convey all the feelings that we shared that never grew. And eventually the the clock winds down to you. That is a pretty cool song. It wasn't written for my friend who passed away a year ago. It was written for someone else whose name I don't really say out loud. But either way, have a great week. And remember, make the most of the time you have moving along through this life. Because 5 years can pass, choom, just like that.